M. Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau. China is unhappy with the U.S. this morning after an F-22 fighter jet shot down a suspected spy balloon yesterday off the Carolina coast. CBS's Lucy Kraft reports from Tokyo.
China's foreign ministry declared strong dissatisfaction and protest after its giant balloon was shot down by a U.S. missile. Beijing labeled the use of force an overreaction and argues this balloon was a civilian aircraft that strayed into U.S. territory by accident. China has not commented on Pentagon reports of a second balloon hovering over Latin America.
Evacuation orders remain in place this morning in East Palestine, Ohio, after a train derailment Friday night caused a large fire. National Transportation Safety Board member Michael Graham.
About 50 cars were involved in the derailment, 20 of which contain hazardous materials.
A collision between two large planes was narrowly averted at the airport in Austin, Texas yesterday morning. Reporter Chris Fox is in Austin.
The Southwest Airlines plane was cleared for takeoff as an air traffic controller also gave the go-ahead for the FedEx 767 cargo plane to land. According to a statement from the Federal Aviation Administration, the FedEx pilot discontinued the landing and initiated a last-second climb-out to avoid a collision.
Despite the dangerous cold in the Northeast and New England, the mail is getting delivered, and people are appreciative, says Dan Reed in Central New York State.
People are always saying thank you, and I can't believe you're out here, and you're doing great, and you know that. It's nice to hear that.
Recorded at the top of Mount Washington in New Hampshire yesterday, a record-setting wind chill of minus 108 degrees Fahrenheit. Federal food assistance benefits for tens of millions of Americans will shrink significantly this month, and food banks are preparing, says CBS's Jim Crisula.
Managers of the nation's food banks expect record demand this month. The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, benefits are cut.
We worry that we'll see a tidal wave of need.
Eric Cooper is CEO of the San Antonio Food Bank in Texas. The benefits are being cut after Washington gave all SNAP recipients the maximum monthly benefit during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tens of thousands of Israelis braved heavy rain yesterday for a fifth week of nationwide protests over judicial reform plans by the new government of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Protester Shai Spiegelman.
If the people of Israel is not going to do it, people are going to suffer here. People cannot stop. We cannot go back.
A bill ending 24-hour-a-day solitary confinement is close to becoming law in Virginia. The bill passed the Virginia House unanimously last week, 99-0. This week, it heads to the Senate, where passage is expected. From there, it goes to the desk of the governor. This is CBS News.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night.
Oh,
let's just say that.
Was it like in a glass or was it like...
Grape wrung out of my tidy whites, actually, that I...
Wow.
I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me either.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Just erase. You think you're versatile? the pain I have all to gain. You see, I'm just a wreck. Ha! I'll prove you wrong. You think you sacrificed for this new song. And you said, life is hard. Make me in Madison.
Hold me. Sync Radio. We are local music. Elizabeth Mary there in Parking Lot Kiss, starting the hour off with a double dip of Elizabeth Mary. Meet Me at Madison before that. You can meet Elizabeth Mary at the Rooster, the Red Rooster here in Madison on February 7th. She's playing live with her. Are they married?
They're getting married. They're soon, Jimmy.
So there's, you can see Elizabeth Mary with her soon-to-be husband, Paul Schluter, at the Rooster on February 7th. That's going to be a fun show right there.
That is.
What is the wedding? Do you know?
It's coming up. I don't know the exact date, but it's coming up soon. I keep seeing more and more things that it is coming. So
it's coming soon.
Paul Schluter and Elizabeth Mary getting married.
Congratulations. Hey, everybody. I'm Jimmy K. He's Rocker. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network. Terry's off tonight, but she does have an interview later on tonight, Rocker, she's going to check in with.
That's right, Jimmy. We still have a couple things coming up. Shawn Michael Dargan, he just walked in the studio. We're going to be talking to him after 7:30. Terry Barr, she's going to be talking with Joe Richter, a Milwaukee-based musician. We're going to learn the surprising way Joe is helping others, plus where you can catch his band's special show. Then faster out of Janesville. We're going to be talking to bassist Jason Pettit, and then live in the Devil's Lair with the Gypsy Jazz of Harmonious Wail, which is going to be very special, Jimmy. Then Maxine Kebby, 10 to midnight with yours truly, Rocker.
And that is all over the Civic Media Radio Network, including our brand new market that came on air last week up in Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 FM and 1590 AM. That AM station, I guess, shoots all the way up into the Door County Peninsula.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one up there. And, you know, now it's WGBW. That's Green Bay, Wisconsin. So WGBW.
Of course, our friends over in Richland Center listening to us on WRCE. And, of course, Oshkosh. We love you up in Oshkosh. I want to go to Oshkosh soon.
Kiss.
Dude. Yeah. Absolutely. So great network of stations here on Civic Media. Be sure to check out the website, civicmedia.us, for all the information. A full list of all the shows, all the podcasts are there. While you're there, be sure to stop by the Max Inc. radio page and check out our podcast. A rocker, Frank Bush, is going to be at the Rooster as well on Tuesday, January 31st, with his band Frank Bush and the Names. Here is Frank Bush with Wheelhouse, Hungover, and Heartbroken. Wheelhouse on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Rolling to town in a cloud of dust and a beat up old Chevy all covered in rust. No one has seen her likes around here. The best thing out of Texas is shining black beer. But she said she was a preacher's daughter, but she'd forgotten everything that he taught her. All I know, and I don't know much, is I fall in love with every touch. She got a boots on the bar. I've never heard her once complain about the president, government, Pope, or queen. Don't like sleep, frightened of dreaming. I think she's fighting some inner demon. I don't think I can take much more. Spend all my money at the liquor store. She's underage but never gets caught in. I'm hungover and broken hearted. I'm hungover and broken hearted. Thank you.
Intimidating appearance, she ain't never been in a fight. Nevertheless, she stands up on the hill. When trouble comes knocking, I know that blood will spill. Yeah, I know that blood will spill.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you.
Such an awesome song. Maggie Shays and Fog from her Fog album in 2022 on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. You can catch Maggie Shays, or M. Shays as she likes to be called, on Friday, February 10th with Jay Marston at the Harmony Bar and Grill. That's going to be a good show. So Marston and M. Shays at the Harmony on Friday, February 10th. Before that, we heard the Material Boys. They have a Bluegrass Monday happening at the Malt House on February 20th here in Madison. Jimmy K and Rocker hanging out with you on a Saturday night. It's pretty snowy out there. If you're all driving around, please be careful. Sean Michael Dragon's going to come in the studio here in just a couple of minutes. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Three locations in the Madison area: Monona Drive, Livingston Street, and Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's sales. SalvatoresTomatoPies.com. And by the Spaceship.TV. See a show, check listings, buy tickets. The Spaceship.TV is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. Live to internet streaming of all your all your favorite bands. Get all the details and see shows right now at the Spaceship.TV. The Spaceship.TV.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to the Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
CBS News Brief. Why didn't the U.S. shoot down that suspected Chinese spy balloon earlier in the week? CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Pentagon told the president that doing so over the continental United States would be a great risk to American people and infrastructure. So, the White House says the president directed the military to make a plan to take it down over U.S. waters.
Thousands of residents of East Palestine, Ohio, are in shelters this morning after a train derailment Friday night. Some cars contained hazardous materials. Resident Tammy Everson.
It was very scary because we honestly didn't know what was going to happen to this town.
Tens of thousands of Israelis braved heavy rain yesterday to protest for a fifth week against a proposal to weaken the judiciary's ability to block some government actions.
Democracia! Democracia!
Lawyers and some business leaders fiercely oppose the plan. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Hey, everybody. How we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest. And it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page or Squarespace or Google My Business or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Hump Day equals Hump Day. Greg Bach Day.
It is. It is. Yeesh. Put that on your tombstone.
Oh, yeah.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Yes, you've just convinced me towards a burial service now. That's it.
Was it cremation before? Was that your go-to?
Viking funeral.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
That Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
I won't sit to watch you standing. I can't reach to catch your landing. I'm not waiting for the day. My two worlds become none. One last push before I pull it. One more time you dodge the bullet. I can't guarantee this day, the two worlds become none. First you say it's getting better, then you say it's for the best. Now I can't seem to find a way to make you understand the rest. Make you silence we will cherish evermore. I can't sit to watch you standing. I won't reach to catch your landing. I'm not waiting for the day our two worlds become none. No, I can't bear to see the way our two worlds become none. No, I can't guarantee I'll stay. So two worlds become none.
Very nice. Shawn Michael Dargan on Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music. Just come out swinging with some live music. I like that. Woo. I like that a lot. Rocker, take it away, brother.
Shawn Michael Dargan, by day, is the music advisor for the Wisconsin Union Directorate, and by night, he's a singer-songwriter who has played in many local bands over the years, from the Kissers to the current Beatles tribute, Madison Mystery Tour. A solo artist and much more, here in the studio to tell us about his upcoming album and maybe even play another song. Shawn Michael Dargan. Shawn, welcome to Mag Zinc Radio.
Hello, Rocker. Thanks for having me, brother.
My pleasure. Shawn, thanks so much for coming in to play the new songs from your upcoming album. For those of our listeners who are not familiar, tell us a little bit about Sean Michael Dargan.
Well, sure. As you mentioned, I'm local. I live right here in Madison. I've been playing music in Madison for 21 years since I moved here, and I was doing it for 21 years before that, probably. I lived in Los Angeles, California before I moved here, but I've lived in Austin and in New York City and Washington, D.C., and I've been doing this since I got out of school. So I've been, taking it as seriously as one possibly can, trying to do my thing and just keep writing songs and playing them for the nice people.
Now, before we get to your new album, you put together the Madison Mystery Tour, and you're performing the Beatles' Red Album along with an all-star orchestra on February 18th at the Barrymore Theater in Madison. Tell us about this upcoming show.
Sure.
About the Madison Mystery Tour.
Well, what you just said is mostly true. I didn't actually assemble the band. I was a latecomer to it.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not the newest member, but I've been in the band for about 9 years now.
Okay.
Almost 9 years. The band's been together for a little bit longer than that. They had put out the first two records. They did shows. The mission of the band was to do a live show on the 50th anniversary of every Beatles album.
Nice. Wow.
And we just accomplished that with Let It Be being the last record that we did back in May at the Barrymore Theater.
That had to be really fun to do on stage.
And super fun.
Yeah.
And what's super cool about it is, although the Beatles were a tremendous touring band for several years, they stopped right in the middle of their career, really right when they were reaching an ascendancy point, when they were putting out some of their best records, Rubber Soul and Revolver. They stopped touring completely. So we're doing things that they never did. How about that?
Right. I mean, their last show was on the rooftop that we saw in Get Back.
Yep.
And before that, it was like
it had been years,
the old style Beatles. And they quit because, the equipment was so bad back then.
Very hard. I mean, the rigors of touring were the same then as they are now, I'm sure. Even for a band that's as the most popular thing in the world, which they were, it's still exhausting. And they were finding it hard to keep up with their artistic vision and their mission of making new records, writing new songs and putting out new records. And they decided that they would choose that over touring, which was a bold decision to make at the time.
And Sean, another band you were in, was it the Kissers? Did I hear that right?
Yeah, I played in the Kissers for about 5 years.
They're fun.
They're fantastic. They're all friends of mine. The band leader, Ken Fitzsimmons, is a dear friend of mine.
Oh, yeah.
He and I have written a couple of shows together and written a bunch of songs together, and I played in that band for about 5 years. It was really cool.
Ken's out at Blasthouse.
Yeah, he's with the Madison Music Foundry and Blast House Studio. Yep.
And the Kissers are not playing anymore. I think they played their last show not too long ago, right?
Allegedly. The Kissers have even when I was in the band, the band broke up and went on sabbatical for quite a while and then came back and started doing it again. So I would never write the Kissers off. I would never say they're down for the count.
Those comeback shows, they pack them in, man.
Yeah, they do.
Retirement Sucks Tour.
Right.
Let's talk about your new album, A Little Bit Distracted. What are you being distracted from, and who are you distracting?
Well, that's a great question. I've got two kids, and I find them delightful and very distracting. And I would say, if anything, being a dad has been probably the best job that anyone could ever want. It's certainly the best job I've ever had. But it's a little distracting from my music life. My artistic endeavors get put on the side or the back burner just because I've got domestic responsibilities. So I've been a little distracted through the years, and I'll take a year or two or six or ten between records sometimes. And this new record's coming out in April, and it's only been a couple of years since I put one out, so it hasn't been too bad. But I've got ADHD, so I'm always distracted by something.
Are you getting your kids into music, or how do they look at your music? Tell us about your music and kids.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, both my kids play. My youngest is a drummer who also plays guitar and bass, but drums are his first love. And my oldest is really a front person who plays bass and guitar. But really, their passion is vocals and being the star. They definitely chip off the old block. They like to perform. It's cool. We did a little family band about about 4 months ago. We did for the talent show at one of my kids' schools. We played one of my songs actually off my last record, and Charlie played bass, and Liam played drums, and I played guitar, and it was really fun.
I was going to say it's like the Dargan family band.
Totally, man. Totally.
All right, so we're going to play another song here, and it looks like the next song we're going to play is That's All the Loving I Need. You actually sent us the music. We were going to play the album version of this, but since you have your guitar tonight.
Sure, let's play it live, right?
Tell us about the song first before we play.
Sure, you know, the song, it's a love song. It's really to my wife, and it's pretty straightforward. I think you'll get the point of it. I moved here from sunny Southern California, and as I look out at this snowscape that we're all experiencing, there's a couple lines in this song that are definitely evocative of what's happening right now.
All right, this here is Shawn Michael Dargan live in Max Inc. Radio.
That's all the loving I need. Stars above me, that's all the loving I need. Feeling, shouting, don't you ever doubt it. If you love me, that's all the loving, that's all the loving I need. Winter's warming, that's all the loving I need. Midwest charming, that's all the loving I need. Memories hazy, a giant bunch of Gerberga daisies. If you love me, that's all the loving, that's all the loving I need. Chocolate Easter Bunny, when I'm ready, you're right there. If you love me, that's all the loving I need. Stars above me, that's all the loving I need. Backyard wedding, Wisconsin winter flannel bedding. If you love me, that's all the loving, that's all the loving I need. That's all the loving, that's all the loving I need. That's all the loving, that's all the loving I need.
That's a beautiful song, Shawn Michael Dargan, live on Max Inc. Radio. Your wife must have been ecstatic when she heard that.
She likes that song.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. That's awesome. Let's see here. Are we doing another song, or was it just the two songs?
We can do as many songs as you like, brother.
Let's do one more.
Right on.
If you were to do one more song, what would that be?
So this is one more song off my brand new record, which comes out in April. So this one's a little heavier, man. This one's called Permanent Impermanence. Yeah. Nothing lasts, right?
Let's check it out right now.
The things we love will disappear. Nothing lasts forever. Nature's finest engineer. Ending will commence. Permanent impermanence. We're only here for
last forever. It's a logical consequence. The ending will commence. Permanent impermanence.
Sean Michael Dargan, live on Max Inc. Radio. Sean, thank you so much for coming in tonight.
Oh, you know it. Thanks for having me, fellas.
It's my first time meeting you, and I look forward to the next time.
Right on.
And please, sign our door, or the station's door.
Oh, you know that I will. Yeah.
Hey, wait. Where can we find you online?
You can find me at SeanMichaelDargan.com.
And that's where the new music will be posted?
Yep. It's available. You know, the new single is up on Bandcamp, which is a really artist-friendly delivery vehicle. But, of course, it's also available on Spotify and iTunes and Orchard, all of your online digital delivery vehicles.
Did you hear that, folks? Bandcamp is an awesome vehicle delivery for music. You heard it from Sean.
I
love Bandcamp.
It pays the artists. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. And they have the free Bandcamp Fridays or whatever too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You can listen for free, but you can easily pay the artists, and Bandcamp actually sends money to every artist when they make sales, which is certainly not the case with Spotify all the time. So
that's unheard of these days. Yeah. Sean, thank you so much.
We appreciate it. Thanks again.
Rocker, what's coming up next hour? We got Faster coming up at 8:30.
That's right. And then live in the Devil's Lair with the Gypsy Jazz of Harmonious Whale and Max and Kevy, 10 to midnight with yours truly, Rocker.
And coming up just after the top of the hour here, after 8 o'clock, we're going to hear an interview that Terry Barr recorded with Joe Richter, another local musician out of Milwaukee, actually. Looking forward to that. Sean, thanks again. Let's hear some Mascot Theory right now. Best is yet to come. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Stumble around like ghosts in the dark. Around about journeys that end with a start. To be done, soaking up rays from an indifferent sun. Now the planets don't care if we win or we lose. Out in the distance, obstructed from view, and I'm treading for days like a log on the sea. And I can't save the world, and the world can't save me. But I believe the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Just trying to find the philosopher's stone. But the more I create, well, the less I control. Perpetual light or diamonds and dust. Like
like a shiny metal that reflects when it rusts. But I believe the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Shoreline can feel that
amaze.
The pebbles are setting their trap by
the waves.
Polished by sand, all shiny and new. Now the stone in its feet and the current in you.
That stings when it bleeds. You know that power creates and power deceives.
The best is yet to come. That's the Mascot Theory on Max Inc. Radio from Every Sign of Life. Mascot Theory has been dropping singles here and there throughout the last couple of months. Good stuff. Be sure to check them out online. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. There's three locations in Madison: Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. Their website is igniteglassandgifts.com, igniteglassandgifts.com. Also sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie here in Dane County. Locally owned restaurant, tavern, brewery, great food, live music. Get all the details, the menu, and see what beers are on tap at fullmilebeercompany.com, fullmilebeercompany.com. Not many chances to see Mackenzie Moore perform live in Madison due to her moving to L.A. She'll be at the Harmony on February 2nd.
There was a time, could you know?
Oh. All the buttons. All those stupid little buttons. Back to Mackenzie now.
There was a time, could you know wrong? When everything was perfect to me. Gave your heart and I held on, kept it under lock and key. You took aim and dropped the gun, couldn't stop the bleed. It's not what I wanted. I didn't play my just let go. But when you've been haunted, moving on all the leaves you go.
We used to sit out on the lawn. Never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.